Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Vav, 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Heir and Beis, and let us begin with Akdama and a review of Mishnah Torah's Eloin and Srafin, Habal Isho Bita, based on Machlekes between Abai and Rava, as to how to explain the Machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, which we will see on Amud Beis. We explain that the Mishnah either refers to one who's Mizana with either his mother-in-law or Im Chamaisa, his mother-in-law's mother or grandmother-in-law, or the Mishnah only refers to someone who's Mizana with their mother-in-law, and Tni Habal Isha Shinasubita, and the Mishnah listed 9 arayas that are Chayav Sefer, which are all ultimately learned from the same pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim that specifies that if one is Mizana with their mother-in-law, they are both Chayav Sefer, and as the pasuk states, V'isha Sheikach Es Isha Ves Ima Zimahi Be'ish Yisfu Oise Ves Hen V'loisi Zimu Mizechem, and on the bottom of Daf Ayin Heim Nalef, the Brisa brought Xer Shava of Zimu Zima in order to teach us that if a man is Mizana with his wife's daughter or Basbita or Baspina, that they would be Chayav Sefer. And then the Braisa continued and asked, Uminayin lasses Chorim Kinakevis, and Abai explained on Ayin Heim Abayz that the Braisa's question is that although we brought him a car that is a Chayav Sefer for one of his Mizana with his wife's descendants, but how do we know that the same applies to Zecharim, to male's relationships, and how do we know that if someone is Mizana with his own daughter or granddaughters who are not the daughters of his wife, and for example, Basanusasai, that they would also be Chayav Sefer, or what we will refer to as Bitoi, Bas Bitoi, and Bas Binoi. And once again, the Gemara said, we learned this from Xer Shava, and Xer Shava was Asya Hina Hina, Asya Zima Zima. And let us now begin our Gemara, that since Abai just explained that when the Brisa stated, Minayin Lassa Zecharim Kinakevais, it means Minayin Lassa She'er Haba Mimenu, Kesher Haba Mimena, and ultimately we compared a person's own cravim to a person's wife's cravim, and if so, the Gemara is, Imahi Eim Ima Asura, Afhu Eim Imo Yasura. We should also learn that just like there's an Issa Deraisa to be Mizana with your wife's grandmother or Im Chamaisai, so she would also learn Zecharim Kinakevais, and there should be an Issa Deraisa for a man to be Mizana with his own mother's mother or his own grandmother, although we know that certainly there's an Issa Deraisa to be Mizana with one's own mother. However, we also know that the Issa to be Mizana with one's own grandmother is only one of the Shnius Midrabanon, and it's only Issa Midrabanon. And the Gemara answers that Amma Abaya, that Inachanami, based on a previous Limud, this Lachar should be a good svara, and l'chir should be a good limud. However, amakra, however, when the pasuk states that it's also for a person to have bia with his mother, the pasuk in Pashas Achrimay states, ervis avicha ve'ervis imcha leisigale imcha hi leisigale ervasa, and the Torah didn't have to say the word imcha hi, and therefore we learn out, mishum imoy atam mechayva yvi atam mechayva mishum im imoy, that is exeris hakosav, that midiraisa, a man is only also to have relationship with his mother, and there is no issa to have a relationship with his grandmother. Gemara continues, Rava Amma, and Rava explains that even without limud of imchahi, we would also know that we can't learn the Gzeir Shava to teach us that midiraisa, a person should be also to have a relationship with his grandmother. And even though generally we say that Emesh Shivan al Hekesh and Emesh Shivan al Gzeir Shava, that is only if it's Gzeir Shava Mufna. And since we already learned something from the Gzeir Shava, therefore this Gzeir Shava is not Mufna. And as Taisa states in Diva Maskal, Ikla Mifrach Malahi, Eina Gzeir Shava Mufna Mishneh Stodin, Ulachain Lame. Before we continue, let us point out that the machlekes in Masechta Shavuos between Ramei and the Chachamim as to the mechanics of using a Gzeir Shava, and Ramei holds that once we learn a Gzeir Shava, and for example we learn Din A from Din B, and all the dinim of Din B will apply to Din A. However, the Chacham hold that although we learn Din A from Din B, however all the side dinim that are relevant to Din A we will not necessarily learn from Din B, and we could learn it from its main pasha, as we will see in a moment. And based on this akdama, Rava Amma, Rava states, Bein Lamanda Amma, Doi Mino Mino, Bein Lamanda Amma, Doi Mino, V'uki Basra, Loi Asya, that doesn't make a difference if we understand the Gzeir Shava based on the Klal of Rameo, or based on the Klal of Chachamim, and in either case, we can't learn Gzeir Shava, that we'll learn Dinim B'negei Imai from the Dinim Chamaisai, and we can't learn the Dinim Eim Imai from the Psukim regarding Chamaisai, that doesn't distinguish between Chamaisai and Enim Chamav and Enim Chamaisai. And as Rav explains, Lamanda Amma Doi Mino Mino Mahi Eim Ima Asura Af Hunami Eim Ima Asura, as if you would want to learn Gzeir Shava of Zima Zima. And we will say that just like there's an Issa for a person to be Mizana with his mother-in-law, and the Torah also states that it's also to be Mizana with Eim Chamav and Enim Chamaisai, therefore since it's also for a person to be Mizana with his mother, so it should also be also for him to have Bia with his mother's mother or his maternal grandmother. But if the only way that that we know that it would be also for a person to have a relationship with his grandmother is from the din of chamesai. So umina, and then we would have to learn the einish from the din of chamesai as well. And mahi b'sreifa, and just like if someone has a relationship with their mother-in-law, there's a chiyu sreifa, as that's mefirsh in the Torah. Afhunami b'sreifa. Then since we have a klal of doy mina umina, so a person should also be chayu sreifa if he has a relationship with his grandmother, and that wouldn't make sense as lamanda amas sreifa chamura, as according to Rav Shimon that hold that sreifa is more chomer than skila. So ikel mifrach ma'alahish kein ima b'sreifa time behu she'im b'skila, that we'd be able to ask a percha that maybe the reason why the Torah states not only is it also to have relationship with your mother-in-law, but it's also to have relationship with im chomer and im chamesai, that is because the Torah says that if you have a relationship with your mother-in-law, you chayu sreifa, which is much more chomer. Therefore we would even apply it to a generation above, and we would say that he's also to have a relationship with his mother-in-law's mother or his father-in-law's mother. However, since even if Reuven has a relationship with his mother, he's only chayiv skila, maybe the Torah only said that one is also to have a relationship with their mother, but who said that the Torah would extend this and say that a person would be also to have a relationship with their mother's mother? And as Rashi states, Malihi l'sher ishtoi dinhu l'hachmer v'l'eses eim ima shkein hichma kasav al ima l'sreifa v'eshkan bat sad chamar. And Rava continues and asks another question, v'oid imay b'skila imay imay b'sreifa, that l'chir the results of this gzira shava would not make any sense. The end result would be that if someone has a relationship with their own mother, they would be chayiv skila, and yet if he would have a relationship with his own grandmother, which is a lower relationship than with his mother, based on his gzira shava, he would be mechuyiv sreifa, which is even a more stringent misa than skila, which he would be chayiv if he had a relationship with his own mother. And the Gemara continues that Rava explains that there's a third reason why this gzira shava would not make sense, as ba'oid mahi leich laktaba bein ima le'im ima, as just like we find b'negei chamesai and im chamesai and im chamav, that they're all going to be chayiv sreifa, and they have the same misa, afhunami le'taklik by bein ima le'im ima, and therefore b'negei a person's own relatives, there should not be a chilut between if he had a relationship with his mother or with his grandmother. And l'maisa, based on the gzira shava, the chiyuv misa if he had a relationship with his mother would be skila, and the chiyuv misa if he had a relationship with his grandmother would be sreifa. And the Gemara continues, l'manda amas skila chamura, and even according to the chum that hold that skila is more chomer than sreifa, then although in a chenami we can't ask the first two perchais, however the last percha is certainly a valid percha. And as the Gemara states, mehai kusha lo nidayna, that based on the last question and the last percha, so we can't learn from zima that it's also for a person to have a relationship with his grandmother. Therefore, even without the limud of imchahi mishum imay atam chayva vi atam chayv mishum emimay, there would be no havmina that there would be an issa deraisa for a person to have a relationship with his own grandmother. And regarding Rava's third question, Ayin Rashi Diba Maschal Va'oid, four lines from the bottom of the Amid, Kivan de Islam Lameidan Mina Mina, my chazes the dinus hachi, dain hachi, we will learn Mahi Lech Laktaba Bain Ima Le'im Ima, Afhu Loi Tachlik, Hilkach Le Asil Sreifa, and therefore we won't be able to learn that Yechai Sreifa, the Kivan Le Matzal Melef Mina Mina, Afhil Sadin Le Sura Le Tilmud, and therefore we can't even learn that there would be an Issa for a man to be Mizana with his own grandmother. And as the Gemara stated, Lamanda Omenami Skila Chamura, Velasno Tati Pircha Kamoi, Miu Mishum Hai Kosha Basraisa, Lainu Dainum Zamizeh, that we would not be able to learn one from the other, Ayin and Rashi. And also, before continuing, let us see Rashi, 12 lines from the bottom of the Amid, Diba Maschal Dain Mino Mino, Lechol Devrea Nilma Mimeno, Me'acha She'ikri Shildova Lamati Mechaveri, therefore, Af Lechol Devrea Nilma Mimeno, Vechain in Basel Lilmoid, Eim Imoi, Me'im Imoli Sura, Tzarech Ata Lilmoid, Himena aflasreifa shetehe b'sreifa. And Rashi continues to explain the other tzad, that bein lamanda amad damin doin mina v'uki ba'asra, that doin ikar dava l'lamde mechaveri, aval l'shad dvarav shatam moitze dina mefurish boi v'atid yochol l'lumay minei ubei davin midava v'ein chatzarech l'lamde mechaveri hamidenu b'mekoymai v'atashvero l'chaveri. And v'kan nami, we will learn eim imoi me'im imo l'yisura d'leksiva b'behedya, aval l'in yamisa tamidenu b'mekoymai l'melev shar Day Mineo Bay Dov Midova Villamoid Af Amy Biskila Me Imo She Biskila the Hagabi Dido Nami. As in regard to Chamesa, we find a similar idea that Aim Imo is Kiima Shavi Lesefa, and the Chiv is always Srefa. Our Gemara continues that Rava states Lamanda Oma Doiminov Uki Basra, so we will be able to learn the din of someone's mother from the din of his mother-in-law, and we learn Mahi Aim Imo Asura Af Hunami Aim Imo Asura, and we'll be able to learn that one would be also to have relationship with his grandmother. together, v'uki ba'asra, and then we would say that we would place it back in its spot, hasam hu de'besreifa, that the Torah only teaches us that there's a chiyur sreifa, b'negeir chamaisai, and eim chama v'eim chamaisai. However, aval hacha b'skila, ked eshcham b'imai. However, since we find that if a person's mezana with their own mother, then the chayav skila, then the same would apply if he's mezana with his own grandmother, that he would be chayav skila and not sreifa. Rav now explains why this would not be a valid gzeira shava, as the man of sreifa chamura, as according to Rav Shimon, that holds that sreifa is more chamura than skila, so we cannot go off this gzeira shava, and we continue on daf ayin vav amud aleph malahish kein imu b'sreifa taim behu she'imu b'skila. That quite possibly the only reason why the Torah tells us that not only is it also for Reuven to have a relationship with his mother-in-law, but it's also also for him to have a relationship with Im Chama and Im Chamaisai, that's because we see that the Torah considers it a greater issa to have a relationship with his mother-in-law, as the Torah is Mechayev him Sreifa, as not Mechayev him Skila, and maybe that's why he's not only going to be us to his mother-in-law, but it'll even be us to have a relationship with Im Chama and Im Chamaisai. However, since if a person has a relationship with his own mother, the Torah tells us that the Einish is only Skila, so maybe this issa only applied to his mother, and the Torah did not extend this issa to his grandmother. And Rava continues with another question as to why this gzeira shava would not work, as va'oid hu kehi mahi lechalakteba ben bita le'im ima afhu le'tachlikba ben bita le'im imai. And as Rashi on the second line at the top of the Amid states, klima mai chazes dechi amir ukin ba'asra le'melev sher di dey mineu bey dover mi dover ve'noima de'im imai hi beskila ki imai kehechad b'sher di da im ima ki ima. Why would it be so simple to say that if one would be also to have a relationship with his grandmother, then we would learn the Einish Mineu Bei, and we would learn that just like if someone has a relationship with their mother, the Chayav Skila, therefore if someone has a relationship with their grandmother, they should also be Chayav Skila. However, Duma Ukma Ba'asra V'Nim B'Desrefa Hi Kibitai Kehechid B'Sher Dida Im Ima Kibita, that maybe we should say that the Einish, if someone is Mizana with their grandmother, should be similar to the Einish if they're Mizana with their own daughter, and therefore his Einish should be Srefa, just like we find that the same Einish applies if someone's Mizana with their wife's mother's mother, meaning Im Chamaisai, just like if they're Mizana with their wife's daughter, and in both cases they're Chayav Srefa. And Rashi is bothered that maybe Einachanami, that would be the Limud, but Zok Rashi V'Holei Efsha, and certainly that can't be the case, Kivin Srile Srefa Chamura, and since we're going with Fear of Shimon, that Srefa is more Chamur than Skila, so Ichkel Mifrach, then we'll be able to have a Pircha on this Gzeira Shava, that how would it be that Ima B'Skila, that if Reuven is Mizana with his mother, he'd be Chayav Skila, and yet if he's going to be Mizana with Emimai and his grandmother, who is less of a carved him, then he would be Chayav even more Chomer Misa, and he'd be Chayav Srefa, and certainly that could not be the Limud, and since there are two possible ways to understand this Gzeira Shava, and since there's no way to be Machria which of these studim to follow, and since there's a Pircha on one of the ways to learn this Gzeira Shava, therefore we can't learn this Gzeira Shava at all. And the Gemara continues, Lamanda Amma Skila Chamura, and even according to Rabbanon that holds Skila is more common than Sefa, and therefore the first question that Rava brought according to Lamanda Amma that Doimino V'Uki Ba'asra would not be relevant, as Lamaisa Skila is more chamor, and therefore if the Torah taught us that a person is also to have a relationship with their mother-in-law as well as Im Chamaisa and Im Chamav, even though the Misa for having a relationship with his mother-in-law is only Sefa, then certainly this Limba would apply but again someone's grandmother, as since if a person has a relationship with their mother, the Chayiv Skila, which is more common than Sreifa, then certainly they should also be also to have a relationship with their own grandmother, and therefore the first question that we saw at the top of the Amid would not be relevant. However, Mehai Kushya Loini Daina, but based on the second question, we still can't learn Gzeira Shava, as we still have two different ways to understand Gzeira Shava, and since we can't be Machria like either Tzad, therefore we see that the Gzeira Shava is not going to be valid, and therefore Rava hold that even without the limud of imchirhim shum ima at mechayva vi at mechayva shum im imai, and there would be no havmina that it would be also for a man to have a relationship with his own grandmother. And the Gemara now continues and asks a similar question, that since we previously learned in the Braisa that minayin lasa zecharim kinakevois, and as Abaye explained, minayin lasa she'er habami menu kesher habami mena, and we learned the makar from exera shava of hina hina and zima zima, and since we learned that zecharim are kinakevois, so therefore the opposite should also be true, and the kevois should be like zecharim, and therefore Gemara is imahu kalosi asura afi kalosa asura, and just like we know that it's also for a man to have a relationship with his daughter-in-law, and as we know, there's an azor in Pashas Achrimois of ervis kaloscha le sigala ishis bincha he le sigala ervasa, and therefore it should also be also for a man to have a relationship with his wife's daughter-in-law. And of course, we would be speaking about a scenario where her husband either died or he divorced her, and therefore she's no longer an ishis ish. As Rashi brings down, based on the Gemara in Masechta Yevamos on Daf Chaf Aleph, that muta adam be ishis chargoi, that a person is muta to have a relationship with the wife of his stepson. And our Gemara now continues and once again brings a machlekes between Abaye and Rava as to why this is not true and why it's not also for a man to have a relationship with his wife's daughter-in-law. Abaye states, as Amakra, as the pasuk that we just read in Pashas Achrimais regarding one's own daughter-in-law, states Eishes Binchahi, and we learn Mishum Eishes Bincha Atu Mechayvay, that one is only chayev because she's the wife of your son, V'Atu Mechayvay Mishum Eishes Binah, and what is not chayev if you have a relationship with their wife's daughter-in-law. And before we continue with the Shita of Rava, then when the pasuk in Pashas Gedoshim teaches us the Einish for someone that has a relationship with their own daughter-in-law, the pasuk states V'Isha Shiyishka V'Skalosai Mois Yum Sushneim Tevel Asu Demeim Bam. And we know when the pasuk states the Lashon of Mois Yumas and the Lashon of Demeim Bam, it refers to Skila, and therefore we know that if someone has a relationship with their own daughter-in-law, they would be Chayev Skila. And our Gemara now continues Rava Amma, and Rava states that we don't need a Gzeres HaKosov of Eishes Binchahi Mishum Eishes Bincha Atam Mechayev V'Atam Mechayev Mishum Eishes Binah, as L'maisa we already use the word Zima Zima and the words Heina Heina, and therefore it's not a Gzeres Shava Mufna, and therefore we could ask a Percha on this Gzeres Shava. And once again Rava explains Bein L'manda Amma Doi Mino U'mino Bein L'manda Amma Doi Mino V'uki Ba'asra Loi Asya, that we wouldn't be able to learn from this Gzeres Shava that it would be also for one to have a relationship with their wife's daughter-in-law. And once again Rava explains in great detail L'manda Amma Doi Mino U'mino, according to the Manda Amma that states that once we learn Gzeres Shava, then we learn all dinim that are relevant to Gzeres Shava from where we learned Gzeres Shava. And for example, if we learn din B from din A, then we have to learn all the dinim of din B from din A. And if so, if you want to make a limud mahu kalasa asura afhi nami kalasa asura, that just like it's also for a man to have a relationship with his own daughter-in-law, therefore based on Gzeres Shava, it would also be also for a man to have a relationship with his wife's daughter-in-law umina, and then we would have to learn from the pasha of a person's own daughter-in-law mahu biskila afhi nami biskila. And just like if one has a relationship with his own daughter-in-law, the Torah specifies in Pashas Kedoshim that one is chayav skila, then the same would apply to when one has a relationship with his wife's daughter-in-law, and he would be chayav skila, and this can't be a proper outcome, as Rava continues to explain, as lamanda amma skila chamura, as according to the chum that hold, that skila is the most chumah of the dala mises bezdin, and sreifa comes after skila, so ikal mifrach, then we could ask a percha, that ma'aluhu shekein ima biskila, taima behi she'ima bisreifa, then maybe the Torah states that one is us to have a relationship with their daughter-in-law, because we see that his relationships are much more stringent than any relationship that comes from his wife, as when he has a relationship with his own mother, he'd be chayav skila. However, if he has a relationship with his mother-in-law, he is only chayav sreifa, and maybe that's why the Torah states that a person is also to have a relationship with their own daughter-in-law, but maybe there would not be an issa to have a relationship with his wife's daughter-in-law. And Rava continues and brings another percha, v'oid, and the outcome over here wouldn't make sense, as bita b'sreifa v'kalosa b'skila, would it make sense that if someone's mizana with his wife's own daughter, that he would be chayav only sreifa, and meanwhile, if he would have a relationship with his wife's daughter-in-law, he would be chayav skila, which is more chamor, and that doesn't seem to be a proper outcome. However, the Gemara states that this is not a percha, as hu ba'atzma yichiach, as the man himself will be mechiach, that this is not an issue, the bita b'sreifa v'kalosa b'skila, as we know that if someone has a relationship with their own daughter, the chiyav misa is sreifa, and meanwhile, if someone has a relationship with their own daughter-in-law, the chiyav misa is skila, which is more chamor than sreifa, therefore we see that that is not an issue. However, Rava continues and explains that there's another percha, elamahu leichlakta by bein ima lekalosai, afhi leitachlik ba bein ima lekalosa. And how can you say that if someone has a relationship with her wife's daughter-in-law, that it would be chayav skila, if just like we find b'negei his own relationships, that the Torah is not mechalik between the misa that he's chayav, he has a relationship with his mother or with his daughter-in-law, and in either case he's chayav skila. So similarly, the Torah would not be mechalik between the case of a person's mother-in-law and a person that has a relationship with his wife's daughter-in-law, and both should be chayav sreifa. And Rava continues, l'manda amma sreifa chamura, and even according to Rav Shimon who hold that sreifa is more chamur than skila, and therefore my first percha is not a good question. However, my high kusha lo nidaina, but because of my second question, you can't learn this limud, and therefore Therefore, even without a bias limud of Eishes Bincha, he Mishum Eishes Bincha to Mechayva, Yatam Mechayva, Mishum Eishes Binah, we still would not be able to learn from the Gzeir Shava that a person would be asked to have a relationship with his wife's daughter-in-law. And Rava continues that all that I just stated was according to the Shitra Meir that we found in Masechta Shavuos that holds Doimino Mina. And Rava now continues, Lamanda Ama Doimino Vuki Ba'asra, and according to the Chum that hold that any time we learn point B from point A using Gzeir Shava, we would still learn any side points from its Ikka Limud and from the Ikka location of point B. If so, our Limud over here would be that we would compare Nekevis to Zecharim and Mahu Kalosi Asura Afhi Kalosi Asura, and just like if he is Mizana with his own daughter-in-law, it would be Asa, so it should also be Asa for a man to have a relationship with his wife's daughter-in-law and Ba'uki Ba'asra, and then we would learn the Dinim B'negei Kalosi from its place and from the Dinim Chamaisai, and we would learn Hasimhu Debiskila, that although if someone has relationship with their own daughter-in-law, they would be chayiv skila, as the pasuk tells us explicitly in Pashas Kedoshim, Avol hacha b'sreifa k'de'eshcha me'ima. But if someone has a relationship with their wife's daughter-in-law, then they should be chayiv sreifa, just like we find that if someone has a relationship with their wife's mother or chamaisai, that's certainly the chayiv sreifa, and that is not a proper outcome, as l'man da'ama skila chamura ikla mifrach ma'alahu shekein ima b'skila taimu behi she'ima b'sreifa, as according to the man da'ama that skila is more chamur than sreifa, then we have the same exact pircha that we originally asked, that maybe the Torah states that a person is also to have a relationship with their own daughter-in-law, since we see how chamur it is to have a relationship with someone that's your own relative, and as we know, if someone has a relationship with their own mother, the chayiv skila, maybe that's why the Torah states that one is also to have a relationship with their own daughter-in-law. However, since we see that the Torah is not as machmer with someone has a relationship with their wife's mother, or chamesai, as the chiv misa is only sreifa, so maybe the Torah is not mechayiv one if they have a relationship with their wife's daughter-in-law. And Rava continues, va'oid, and I have another pircha on the Gzeir Shava, as mahu chalakta by ben bita lekalasai, that just like we know that benegei a person's own relatives, the Torah is mechalik between the misa that one is chayiv if he is mizana with his daughter, or if he's mizana with his own daughter-in-law, as if someone is mizana with their own daughter, the chayiv sreifa, and if they're mizana with their own daughter-in-law, the chayiv skila, and afhi tachlik ba ben bita lekalasa, then similarly, benegei a man's wife's relatives, there should be a chilik between if he's mizana with his wife's daughter or if he's mizana with his wife's daughter-in-law. And based on this Gzeir Shava, it would come out that one would be chayiv the same misa and would be chayiv sreifa no matter if he's mizana with his wife's daughter or if he's mizana with his wife's daughter-in-law, and therefore it's not a valid Gzeir Shava. Finally, Rava ends off, Ulamanda Oma sreifa chamura mahay kushya lo yinidayna, that according to Rav Shimon, that sreifa is more chamur than skila, then although the first pircha that Rava brought would not be a valid pircha, however, certainly the second pircha would still be a valid pircha, and therefore, even without a bias limud of Eishes Binchahi, Mishum Eishes Bincha Atum Mechaivai, Viatum Mechaivai, Mishum Eishes Binah, we would know that we can't learn this Gzeir Shava, therefore, we would have no way to learn that a person would be also to have a relationship with his wife's daughter in law. And keep in mind that when we explained the second question and pircha of Rava, we took a bit of a shortcut, and let us see Rashi and Dilam Maschal Va'oid Mahu Chalakta, where Rashi gives the longer version of this pircha, and we will read the Rashi inside, but we won't explain it in detail. As Rashi states, Klemar, my chazes de chiuk misle ba'asra lemel of sher dida mineo bay strefa ki'ima dumi dide de kalosa ki'ima. If ukma ba'asra hachi, if we could also be ukma in its place, and we could say as follows, and the lemoyed sher dida mineo bay, the ima hachi, kivin de beat to be strefa, srichan anu la enish be kalosa misa chamur mizais uviskila, vahainu mineo bay, mi beata she be strefa at a lamed le kalosa skila, shetzerch at a lachlik lahachme bin beat le kalosa, the mahu chalakta by lahachme kalosa mibitai, and therefore the same should apply when dealing with his wife's relatives, that kalosa should be more chamur than bita. And Rashi points out, Bahai lav doy mino minohu, elo gilim milsu ba'almahi, de chiyal fesher dida mineo bay, yesh le chalahachme be kalosa mibita, vim basa leimakein, iklamema de ein le chalumai kein, al hashvis kalosa leima, kehechi de kalosa shovel imai, hukach iklamema skila, ve iklamema sefa, mishum hachli leini doina, and therefore we shouldn't be able to learn the Gzeir Shava. And before we continue, as we already mentioned multiple times, there's a klal v'ein oishin elom ki mazirin, and the pesukim b'negei da azorais of arayis are stated in Pashas Achrimais, and b'negei the isurim for a man to have a relationship with his wife's daughter or his wife's granddaughters, the pasuk states mefurish, erev as ishu shubita leisigale as bas binov das bas bita leisikach legalis avasa shara hinozimahi. However, regarding a person's own relatives, although the Torah tells us that it's also for a man to have a relationship with his granddaughters, and as the pasuk states, ervas bas bincha yvas bitcha leisigale avasan ke avascha hina. However, there is no azara for a person not having a relationship with their own daughter that was born out of wedlock or bita manusasai. And keep in mind that since there is no azara, so then we couldn't learn the limud of hina hina zima zima in order to teach us that if someone had a relationship with bita manusasai, that their einish would be seifa. And therefore, our Gemara now asks, bita manusasai minayin, that what is the makar that a person is chayav seifa if he has a relationship with his daughter from his anusa who was born out of wedlock? And Amar Abaye, and Abaye explains kavuchema, that this is based on a kavuchema al bas bita onush al bita lekolshkein. Since the Torah tells us that a person is also to have a relationship with his granddaughter, then certainly you could be also to have a relationship with your own daughter. However, the Gemara asks on Abaye v'chi einish min adin, the lemaisa we have a klal that we can't learn an einish from a kavuchema. And the Gemara answers gilu milsa ba'almahu, that this is not based on a regal kavuchema, but it is only a gilu milsa ba'almah. And as Rashi explains, that the reason why someone is also to their granddaughter is only because that a daughter of his daughter, and therefore if the Torah tells us that one is also to their own granddaughter, then it must be that he's also to his own daughter. And as Rashi states, and the only reason why your granddaughter is also to you is only based on your relationship to your daughter. And Ayin Rashi, who continues and brings a case where we would say, and as Rashi states, and the Gemara continues with another Makar, Rava Oma Omali Rabitzchuk Bavdimi, Asi Hina Hina, Asi Zima Zima. And we learned this based on Xer Shava of Hina Hina and Zima Zima. As since Benegay, a person's own granddaughters, the Pasuk uses the term Hina, and Benegay, a person's wife's granddaughters and daughters, the Pasuk uses the term Hina, and Malalam Bita Kabas Bita, and just like Benegay, your wife's relatives, there is no difference between her granddaughters and her daughter, Afkan Bita Kabas Bita, also Benegay, a person's own relatives, there is no difference between his own granddaughters and a person's daughter, and he would be also to his own daughters. And once we know it is an azara to have a relationship with a person's own daughters, then we learn the limud of Zima Zima from the Pasuk and Kedoshim that teaches us that there's a Chiyus Sreifa of Benegay one's mother-in-law, just like we learned the Chiyus Sreifa for Bas Bitoi, as we saw at the top of Daf Ayin Heirim Beis. And the Gemara continues with the third Makar, as to the Makar for Bita Manasasai, and Tani Avud Rab Oven, Lefisha Lamad Lubita Manasasai, since we don't have any direct limud for Bita Manasasai, Hutsu Chakosav Lema Ubas Ishkayin, so therefore in Pashas Emor, when the Torah speaks about a Bas Koyin that's Mizana, the Torah states Ubas Ishkayin Kisech Liznais, as a Via Himachalos Beishti Sarif, and the Pasuk could have stated Ubas Koyin Kisech Liznais, so since the Pasuk states Ubas Ishkayin, so as Rashi tells us, Loimalacha Bas Ish Manasasai, Sheina Bas Ishtai, that the daughter of a man that was born from his anusa, which is not the daughter of his wife, kisecha liznis esavia, and she has nus with her father, klima shezin someavia bisreifa, that she would be chayis sreifa. And the Gemara now is that if the makar that bita manasasai is chayis sreifa is from the pasuk b'negei bas koyin, so ima bas koyin he bisreifa ve'im b'ilu bisreifa, af bita manasasai he bisreifa ve'im b'ilu bisreifa. So we should also state that just like we know that if a man is mizana with a bas koyin, that although she's chayis sreifa, but he himself will be chayiv skilo chenek, depending if she's an ayim rasa or if she's an regular ishazish. And similarly, the din should be by bita manasasai that although she will be chayiv sreifa, but a father should not be chayiv sreifa. And even though Abaye brought a different makar, but Abaye now comes to defend the makar of this brisa that Avud Rab Oven brought, as Amar Abaye on makar, the pasuk states as Avia himechaleles that this din that she is only chayiv sreifa is only one that's mechal her father, misha mechaleles as Avia yotzu shavia mechala, and therefore the meat of he besreifa ve'im b'ilu besreifa doesn't apply in a case where a father was mechal har as a father was mezana with his own daughter. And the Gemara continues with the second teretz, and once again Rava, who had a different makar and brought the makar from a bitzchuk b'avdimi, however he also comes to defend the makar of Avud Rab Ovin. And Rava explains bishleim hasam afikta medina de bas koyin v'okimta adina de bas yisrael, that bishleim by the boil of the bas koyin, so although the Torah tells us that he will not be chayis sreifa, so now we know that he'll be chayis sreifa as if he he was mizana with a regular Bas Yisrael, and if he was mizana with an Ayim Rasa, he'll be chayiv skila, and if he was mizana with an Eishes Ish, then he'll be chayiv chanek. However, hocha benegeira din of a father who's mizana with Bita Menu Sasai, so if we will say that she's only chayiv strefa, but what would be the halacha regarding her father, and adina de man mukbisle, and with which misa will be mechayiv him, adina de pri mukbisle, and certainly if you're not going to be mechayiv him because he was mizana with his own daughter, then lemaisa she's a regular priya, as this girl doesn't necessarily have to be an Eishes Ish, and if so, what misa will the father receive, and he should be patur legamri, and since we can't say that the father would be patur legamri, therefore it must be that the din of he b'sreifa ve'im b'ilu b'sreifa doesn't apply when someone is mizana with bita menu sasai, and in that case, not only does she receive sreifa, but a father would also be chayav sreifa. The Gemara now continues, azor would be to menu sasai minayin, and what is the makar for the azor for someone that's mizana with their daughter menu sasai? And the Gemara explains, bishleim labayiv rava mehechad nafklu einish mehasan nafklu azara, that bishleim according to Abaya that learned the einish from a kavuchema, and bishleim according to rava that learned the einish based on exer shava of hina hina zima zima. So certainly we will learn the azara from the same kavuchema and the same exer shava. However, elu tani avud rabavin mai, but according to the brisa that avud rabavin brought, then how would we know the azara? And the Gemara responds, om rabbi la as om akras the pasuk and pashas kadesh states, Al Tchalas Bitchal Haznaisa, Vle Sizna Aretz, Umala Aretz Zima. And Rabbi Law understands that the Pasuk is telling us that a person should not be Michal his daughter by being Mizana with his daughter, and this is an Azara, that it's also for a person to have beer with Bita Manu Sasai. And the Gemara continues and asks, Masla Rab Yaakov, Achvad Rab Achvad by Yaakov, Hayat Tchalas Bitchal Haznaisa, Lahachi Udasa. Now, how can you say that this Pasuk is Azara for Bita Manu Sasai, but Haimi Baile Lichitanya, we need this Pasuk in order to teach us the following din of the following brisa, as the brisa teaches us, al tchalos bitchal az neisa yochel b'koyin hamasis bita levi v'yisrael akos b'daba, that maybe this pasuk is telling us that it's also for a koyin marry his daughter off to a levi or to Yisrael, as in this way you'll be mechal her, as she can no longer eat truma. So talmud leimel az neisa b'chil shabznus akos b'daba, the Torah is only speaking about that chil that comes through znus, and b'moises bita shleil l'shem ishus, and it's referring to a person that gives his daughter over to someone to have be and as Rashi states, when Moshe Bita La Adam Lebit Lusnus Shalei L'Shem Ishus and some Agaris V'Chein He Shemasra Atzma Shalei L'Shem Ishus, and the same is would apply to a woman that gives herself over to a man in order to have Bia Shalei L'Shem Ishus. Therefore, how could Rabbi Loi state that the pasuk of Al Tchalos Bitchal Az Neisa is coming to teach us an Azara for Bita Manu Sasai? And the Gemara responds, Im Kein Lemakra Al Tachel May Al Tchalel Shmar Minatati, and Ein Chenami, we're able to learn both of these drushes from this pasuk. And the Gemara now continues, "Va'bayv Rava Hay Al Tchalos Bitchal Az Neisa May Avdilei." That we see that the pasuk uses lashon Al Tchalel, and it's a double lashon. So though certainly they will learn the issur that is stated in the brisa of Moises Bita Yishleil L'Shem Ishus, while the Maisa they don't need this pasuk to teach us an Azara with Bita Menasasai. What is the second limud that we learn from this pasuk? And Amrav Mani Zeh Masias Bita L'Zaken, that this refers to someone that marries their daughter off to someone that's much older than them, and someone that doesn't have Taivus Tashmish any longer. Ketanyan, as we learned in the brisa, Al Tchalos Bitchal Az Neisa, Rabbi Leza Imez Masis Bitl Zokin, and Rabbi Kiva Imez Mishar Bita Begeres. And Rabbi Kiva says this refers to someone that holds back his daughter from getting married, even though she's already a Begeres, and he does this for his own self interest. And Ayin Rashi Dio Maschal Masis Bitl Zokin, Umitech Sheinim Kablosai Mizanahi Elov, and since her husband is much older, and therefore he won't have Tayavis Tashmish, so she won't be satisfied, and she'll go other places to have bia, and she'll be mizana while she's the Eishes Ish. Rashi continues, Zer Mishar Bita Begerish, and similarly, Shemisav L'Pkidasa U'mizana. And before we continue, we had three different limudim as to how we know the Issa for Bita Manu Sasai. Ayin Tap Tesis Om Abaya Kavuchayma, Abaya learned this from a Kavuchayma, and Tesis states, Abaya Nami Islay Gzeir Shava, certainly Abaya agrees to Rava that there is a Gzeir Shava, K'damin La'el, El the Kamahach Lay Tzarech, but Lamais Abaya saying that benegei the issa and the inish for bitum and sasai, we don't require the gzeir shava as we could learn it from kal v'chaymo, or as the Gemara stated, el gilu milsa ba'alma. And Pesach continues, umiyu koshim in perakamid akrisis gabi al tehi gzeir shava kali be'enecha the mashma hasim na bayi le'yav bitum and sasai elim gzeir shava ayin sham. And Pesach continues that the third limud was tani avud rab ovin, and he learned the inish of bitum and sasai from the pasuk of basish koyin kisei chalidnais. And Pesach points out, mid the bayi kra Mashmal less like Zer Shav Ava Dehena Hena Vizim Mazima Vitema in Kane Baspita Baspinai Noli de Bistrefa. And Tez continues Voy Kosha Dahai Ish Itzrich Lechereshin and Perak Dalamises Afal Pisha Ena Kahenes Mi Ish Darish Kid the Pirish Bekuntris Ayin Sham. Our Gemara now continues Amra Kahana Mishim Rabbi Kiva Ein Lecha Ani Bisrael El Rasha Aram Vamisha Bita Begaris, that the only one that is an Ani in Israel is only a Rasha Aram, as well as someone that holds back the daughter from getting married, even though she's already a Begaris. The Gemara now is that's Mashma, that is one category called a Rasha Aram, which is someone that is wicked and he's sly, and then there's another category of someone that's Mishar Bita Begaris. And the Gemara therefore is Otuha Mishar Bita Begaris, Lav Rasha Aram Hu, that certainly a Mishar Bita Begaris is also categorized as a Rasha Aram, as the only reason why he's holding her back from getting married is only based on his own self-interest, and for example, he wants her to be home in order to help him, and therefore he keeps nixing shiduchim, and certainly that's a Rasha Aram, as he's being sly and he's acting as a Rasha. Ayin Ban Rashi Shemesha Isa Bishvil Malacha Vizui Aramis Rasha Shagurim Laz Nesa Bishvil Han Asai Shein Reitzel Likna Shivchel Shamshai. And the Gemara continues on my bio, and we continue on Daf Ayin Vavam Beis, the Hachi Kama, that is actually the way to understand the member of Rabbi Kiva Ezel Oni Rasha Aram, and who is the Rasha Aram that because of his Zadias he acts as a Rasha. Zel Mesha Bita Begaris, this refers to someone that holds back his daughter that's already Begaris in order to serve him, in order to make sure that he doesn't have to hire another Shivcha. And as Rashi explains, Shabashvil Anias Mashia Zeh Mesha V'Hachi Itmar, and this is the way to understand the member of Rabbi Kiva Ein Lecha Oni Rasha Aram B'Yisrael Ela HaMesha Bita Begaris. And Ayin Atap Tesis on Daf Ayin Varon Beis and Rasham Aram Ikatuva Kenan Farsh B'Saitu Perakri Naitol Avo Oni Rasha Aram Leka Ala Hay Luchudei. The Gemara now continues with a similar member V'Am Rav Kahana Meshum Rabbi Kiva HaVizor Mena Yitzchel Lefi Dakai. They should be careful for someone that gives you an Eitzah for his own benefit, which is similar to the member that Rav Kahana brought down named Rabbi Kiva, as the reason why someone is Mishar Bita Begaris is because he gives a bad Eitzah not to get married in order to benefit himself, in order not to have to hire his own Shivcha. And the Gemara will now continue and dash in the Pasuk and Pashas Nesavim that states V'hayu B'shamay Is Divrei Allah Azayis V'sparach Bil Vavay Lema Shalom Yili Ki B'shuyus Li Be'ilech L'man Tzfais Harava Satzmeya L'yavah Hashem Soleach Lai Ki Oz Yashin Af Hashem V'kinasu B'ishahu V'rav Tzubay Kol Ola Ksu B'seif Azeh Mocha Hashem Eshmoy Mitachas Hashemoyim. And the Pasuk uses the term L'man Tzfais Harava Satzmeya, and Rashi explains that this refers to someone that attaches someone who is satiated with someone that is thirsty. And our Gemara now continues Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rav Hamas Is Bita L'Zakein, that if someone marries his daughter off to an older person that doesn't have Taivas Tashmish V'Masi Ishal B'nei Katan, or if someone marries off his daughter to a young boy that's a katan and not a bar tashmish, v'machsa aveda l'goy, or if someone returns an aveda to a goy, even though he's not mechuyev to, alav akasav ima l'man tzveis harava es atzmeya le'ave Hashem soleach lai. And Rashi explains all these are based on attaching someone that is thirsty to someone that is already satiated. And as Rashi explains, when one marries his daughter that's a yelada to a zaken, so a zaken v'yelada zayt tzmeya l'tashmish v'zaken seveya. And similarly, when a gedola is married off to a katan, and Rashi continues, how does pasuk has any shaykhis to a machsa veda l'goy? And zok Rashi, a hishva v'chibar goyim liyisrael, that he equated and he attached goyim and klai yisrael umar ba'atzmai shashav saveda ina chashuv loy mitzvus bayrei sha'af l'goyim o'isakein shalein etzav aleim. And Rashi explained, rav is oivdei kachavim shesveim ve'ina semeim liyitzam, that they are satisfied and they're not desirous of the creator, and and the Gemara continues that Rav just stated that one of the issues are if someone is Masi Isha Lubnei Katan, and the Gemara asks Mesvei, as we have a Bryce that states, Ha'iv is Ishta Kigufai, Vamachabda Yosim Gufai, Vamadrich Bonav Bnesa Bderch Yishara, Vamasi and Samal Kapirkan, Olava Kasav Ima, the Pasuk in Eo states, Vyadatha Kisham Alecha of Kata Navcha Vulay Sechta, Lamaisa, how could Rav say that it was a bad thing to marry off a girl to a katan that's not a bat tashmish, if the Braisa tells us that that's actually a good thing, as it states, v'amasi and samach lepirkon, that the pasuk states a positive thing, v'yedata kishom alecha, etc. And the Gemara answers, samach lepirkon shiny, that ina chanami, when the Braisa says that it's a good thing to marry off your children while they're still katanim, that is referring to someone that marries their katan off when they're almost a bat mitzvah. And as Rashi states, samach lepirkon shiny, the lav hainu katan kuli hai, the mishum shana, chetzi shana, leitzizna love, that because of a year or half a year, she won't go Purim b'mezana and Ayin Rashi v'amechabda, and he explains that when the Braisa teaches us that someone should be mechabed his wife Yosi Megufoi, that's referring to Tachshit Noin Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues. Turn our bottom. We learned to the Braisa Oyev Shchina, if someone loves his neighbors v'amekarav his kreviv and is mekarav his krevim v'anoisis basachosai, and he marries the daughter of his sister, meaning his niece, v'amal v'sel la'oni b'shas teichai, or if one lends money to an oni at a time when he is pressured, all of akasav oimer. So the pasuk in Perek Nun Ches in Yeshaya states, "Oz tikra v'ashem yana teshava v'yom hineni." And this pasuk is pasuk tes. And as we will see in Rashi, two pasukim beforehand in pasuk zayin, the pasuk states, "Haloi parois l'rei v'lachmecha v'anim rudim tovi boyis kisira arm v'chesisai when we besorcha loy tesalim." And Rashi explains when the pasuk states, "When we besorcha al tesalim, haynu noisei basa chesai mekarav es krevav v'oyev eschedav nami kimekarav es krevav dechsev." And as the pasuk initially tells us, "Toiv shachin karev me'ach rachayk." And finally, "Umal v'sel olani b'shas dechay bechal parois l'rei v'lachmecha," as well as the end of the pasuk that states, "V'chisira arm v'chesisai ayin sham." And ayin and teis divam aschol v'amal v'sel olani mashma de mitzvah kavid v'kasher de perkamin de chagiga arminon tzoris rabbis roi zeh mamzi mois l'oni b'shas dechay. And l'chir, it seems that this is not a positive thing. And teis explains in mefarash rabbeinu tam the hocha bil milvul l'tzerich mezaynos, that over here he's lending money to an oni that needs mezaynos. Aval hosam mayri, and the gemara meseches tainus is referring to a case k'sham malchus stoichekas ligvois mimenu mas v'guglosias v'anunias v'mloi hoyim moitzei hoyim minichna isai. And if he wouldn't have the money, they would leave him alone. And now that this lender lent him money, so then the government will pressure him to give them the money, and ultimately the malva will come and take away this person's houses and his sadeis umafsid, and the oni will lose out. And the hainu tzaris rabbis v'rois, and ayin meiri, who explains that in our gemara, the person that's giving the money to the oni is doing so l'shem shemayim, and the gemara in chagiga is referring to a person that's a loan shark and is trying to take away the oni's properties. And as the meiri states, umikal makrin b'mamsi l'oni mois mitzad shenoisin ina b'dechasov hareze rasha arm umitzvase avera etzlai v'nasas aneguri kategori himoshe kesavnu b'misach tzchag. And before we continue, let's point out that the Adrama explains Hamadrik Banav Bnesa B'derech Yishara Mizarzim B'mitzvahis Uviyuris Hamakayim. And also the Gemara stated that it's a good thing to be Noisias Basa Chesai and to marry a niece. The Adrama explains She'in L'cha B'krei V'isav Shemutaris L'nasilai, as is no one that's closer to you from your Kravim that's mutter to get married to Mi Basa Chesai U'Bas Achiv. And even so, the Brisa speaks about your sister's daughter and not your brother's daughter L'Shabasa Chesai. And the Lashon of the Meiri in Masechet Yevamos on Daf Samach Beis and Beis is that Yesh Mefarshim Derech Klal Al Kol Krevei Shelai, that is always a benefit to marrying someone that is a relative of yours. Nokat Ayesek Krevei Shebezuvugei Heta Korva V'Haidlei Nokat Bas Achiv Yesh Mefarshim, because if you marry the daughter of your brother, then it's possible that if you die without having children, then she will not be able to have Yibum, as Lamaisa, she won't be able to get married to her father. The Meiri continues, "V'li nira to derech klalhu mishabeach ziva kakreves mepleish tivan shavla tivai v'avosa mitzuya beineim mitoich shiva tivayim v'noka basachosu mepleish shavloi b'tava yosu mikulan u'chumesha amru rei banim doimu l'achiyaim zeu shaviyo olav oz tikra v'ashem yana klayma shtei nishma v'beischa harbe ayin sham." And we already saw the next braisa as the akdama to the Mishnah daf ayin herim l'alif, and this braisa will discuss the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim that states v'isha sheyikach es isha ves ima zima hi be'ish yisufu oisei vesen loisia zima b'seichem. And certainly when the pasuk mentions isha and ima, it's referring to a man getting married to his wife and then having a relationship with her mother or his brother-in-law. However, the pasuk then states be'ish yisufu oisei vesen, that this man that was mezana with his mother-in-law will be chayis sreifa, they will also be chayis sreifa. And certainly it's impossible to say that the word as 10 is referring to his wife, as certainly no issa was done with his wife. They had a legitimate marriage, and therefore Brisa will bring a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva as to how to understand the pasuk, and we will have a machlekes between Abai and Rava as to how to understand the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. And Tanu Rabbanan, we learned to the Brisa that when the pasuk states oisei vesen oisei ves achasman divrei Rabbi Shmuel, it refers to him as well as one of them, which we will explain in a moment. And these are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva ime oisei ves, that not only is he chayav sreifa, but both of them are chayav sreifa, which once again we will explain in a moment. And the Gemara asks, "My benau, what is machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel?" Shimon Rabbi Kiva, and what is the nafkamina? And Amar Abaye, and Abaye explains, Mashmoyis Darshan Iker B'nayo, the only nafkamina is as to what the makar would be, that a person is also to have a relationship not only with his mother-in-law, but even with his grandmother-in-law. And Rabbi Shmuel Sava and Rabbi Shmuel hold that this pasuk is only referring to an issa to have a relationship with your mother-in-law, when the pasuk states, Be'esh Yisufu Oysoy Vesen, Oysoy Ves Achasmen, the Torah is teaching us that the man will be put to death and will be chayis Strefa, as well as one of the original women, and certainly it can't refer to his wife, as that was a bias heter, and therefore it must be teaching us that his mother-in-law will be put to death and will be chayis Strefa. And the Lashon Esen means one of them, Shekem B'Lashon Yevani, Koyin La'achas Hina, or La'achas Hain, as in the Greek, the word Hina means one, or the word Hain refers to one, and Ve'im Chamoisim Midrash Asya, and Lefir Bishmal, the Makar that one is Asa to his mother-in-law's mother, or Im Chamoisai, is based on the drasha that we saw in Daf Ayin Hirom Beis of Minayin Lasi Shleisha Darius Lamayla Kishleisha Darius Lamata, as Nem Lamata Zima Venel Lamayla Zima Malamata Shleisha Darius Af Lamayla Shleisha Darius. However, Rabbi Kiva Sava Oisai Vesen Oisai Vestein Ve'im Chamoisai Hachaksiva, that the pasuk is actually teaching us that not only is there Chiyus Reifa if someone's Mizana with their mother-in-law, but there's a Chiyus Reifa if a person Mizana with their mother-in-law's mother, and that's why the pasuk tells us that if a person has a relationship with his wife Rachel, as well as her mother or her mother's mother, then Be'ish Yisufu Oisei Vesen, then not only will Reuven be Chayis Reifa, but his mother-in-law and his mother-in-law's mother will also be Chayis Reifa. And the only reason why we need a limud on Daf Ayin Hirom Beis B'negei Shleisha Darius L'mayla is only to teach us that it's also also for Reuven to have a relationship with his father-in-law's mother or Im Chamav. And the Gemara continues, Rava Amar, that Rava explains the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva differently, and he holds that both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel agree that certainly the pasuk is only talking about the issa for a person to have a relationship with his mother-in-law, and the pasuk is not referring to Im Chamoisai or Im Chamav. And the only way that we know that it's an issa for a person to have a relationship with Im Chamoisai or Im Chamav is based on the drasha that we had on Daf Ayin Hirom Beis, and not based on this pasuk. And Rabbi explains Chamoisai la'achamisa ikar b'nayu, that the machlek is between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is as to the status of someone that has bia and has a relationship with his mother-in-law after his wife already died, as Rabbi Shmuel Sava Chamoisai la'achamisa b'sreifa. Rabbi Shmuel holds that the word asen just means that one of them will be chayiv misa, one will always be chayiv sreifa if he has bia with his mother-in-law. However, Rabbi Kiva Sava Isur ba'alma, Rabbi Kiva holds that the pasuk is teaching us oisai v'asen, that the only time that one will be chayiv sreifa if the mizana with their mother-in-law is only if asen, if both of them are alive at the time that he actually had bia with his mother-in-law. However, if Reuven's wife predeceased her mother and he has bia with his mother-in-law after his wife Rachel already died, then Reuven would not be chayiv sreifa, and Reuven will only be over on issa, as the Torah states in Pashas Kisavai, Oro Sheikhivim Chisantai, the Amma Kala Amma Main, and we will stop over here.